your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Hour number two of USAprepares.com. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. We're delighted you're here. We're talking about a very serious topic, Fukushima. Almost 3 years ago, the day after Fukushima went off, I said publicly that this is the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. And if you listen to the end of the last hour's ABC News clip, you heard that they said it's the biggest ticking time bomb in history. So now we're having mainstream media, almost 3 years later, agreeing in part with what I said. Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us, and you talked about this being a potential extinction event.
Yeah,
let's talk about
the problem is, you got to understand, for the last 35 years, 40 years, all countries have used their mafia to do waste disposal and waste management. There's garbage in the United States. That's the controlled crime syndicates that run the garbage disposals. In Germany, basically, France will take their nuclear waste. They pay Germany to marry it in glass and bury it in Africa. And that's been going on for more than 20 years, and why cancer now is rampant through that continent. Further, it gets worse because TEPCO hired the Yakuza to do the cleanup. They are, if we have, they have temporarily, permanently, stopped the removal of the rods in reactor 4. Reactor 3 was not a hydrogen explosion. It was a nuclear explosion, and it blew plutonium everywhere. The children in Tokyo, I have a clip where the children in Tokyo went through the government programs of testing them for thyroid, and they're all fine. And one of the mothers didn't believe that, and she took her two children to a private doctor, and he found tumors on both their children. 40% of the children in Tokyo have thyroid cancer now, and basically, it's way too early. Those children are dead. It's unbelievable what's happening. It isn't as serious for older adults because your thyroid sugar, you've collected iodine, blah, blah, blah. But a small child is, what's happened is so insidious. There are RADCON 5 level alerts throughout Africa. Nobody's reported that. That is, a RADCON 5 is like Fukushima. You can't live there. And there are places in Africa now from 20 years of burial. Now, Hanford in Washington, my state, is leaking into the Columbia River. What do you think that's doing to the steelhead? Not the salmon that are out the ocean now that are already, but the steelhead and the possibility of being able to fish. You talked about your cattle dying, and this is way more, even though the chemtrail one is intentional. Fukushima is like a series of dominoes where, you know, the event itself was extremely unfortunate, if world scrutiny doesn't take over immediately, you know, that wave of garbage with radioactive is planning to hit our west coast here in March. Right now, we're pulling bluefin tuna and yellowfin tuna out of the Pacific, and every single one now is toxic. Not a few or percentage. They're all toxic in samplings. 15 out of 15, 12 out of 12, you know, et cetera. This is, I would set up a local infrastructure laboratory as part of your bunker mentality and be testing everything, because I see a future where you can't even go outside unless you have a decontamination system where you wash your clothing and shower before you walk into the house. It gets worse. Being able to have to now use a Geiger counter to measure what you can and cannot eat. That is our future.
Rick, that future is here right now on the farm. Right here in Missouri, in the Ozark Mountains, at the farm where I live. When I go out to check the cows, I have to go many times along the dirt road in front of our farm. It's a mile long. I wear a dust mask. I cover my head. And when I get back, I take a shower. And I put the clothes in the washing machine. That's procedure right now.
Where does your water from the washing machine go? It gets better. You know, you're going to have to pay attention to all of that part of it now in terms of a new concept in hygiene. And you absolutely do not want to go out in the rain. That is when all that particulate matter that's up in the stratosphere, oh, yeah, there are aircraft right now today coming from Asia going into LAX, absolutely now is a major protocol cleaning them down because of the particulate radioactive material that they pick up flying in from Asia. It's in the stratosphere. The levels are such, it's like being in that aircraft. It's like being in a microwave oven. It's like the astronauts trying to go past the Van Allen belt. They're going to get exposed because we have nothing to protect us. I am going to be speaking about this tomorrow on a major level, using a proton boron fusion reaction system that can clean up large volumes of water and soil in a process of continuous feed through. We may be seeing this kind of a future shortly. Truthfully, I'm absolutely concerned. The people that TEPCO hired hired to be the world whistleblower is Lady Barbara Judge. And while there's a package, do some homework on her. That's scary. I believe that this should be taken away from TEPCO and absolute all switches turned off. Right now, the Madrid fault line has 17 similar reactors. Matt Stein's paper, 400 Chernobyls. What does that bring to mind about our future as a possible extinction event where it is irrecoverable? Life forms.
Rick.
You know, your birds go first, your deer next, and your predators, and then humans. That's how it'll go.
Well, Rick, let me add some more to this equation. Over a period of 8 years ago through 5 years ago, we had a lot of mice on our property. And the mice would go in the barns, and I had some cars and vehicles in the barns. And the barns are, you know, near this dirt road that I was telling you about. And there's a creek that runs about three-quarters of a mile through our property. So there's plenty of water within several hundred feet of this particular barn I'm talking about. So I have some tractor equipment with hoods, you know. And the reason I say they have hoods, and vehicles that have hoods, engine compartment hoods. Mice seem to come from the field. They go into the barn. They can stay out of the rain. They can stay out of the snow when it's snowing. and they're protected from the elements. And they build their nests under these vehicles. And, you know, it's a constant battle with the mice. I don't seem to have that problem as much anymore with the mice.
That's your barium oxide. That is a fact. That's been reported in Shade. It's been reported in, but what the heck are they spraying? Blah, blah, blah. It's the small animals and children that will be the index marker for seeing changes than in the larger mammals. It'll work like that.
So what I'm saying, class, is we used to have a problem with mice on the farm, and we don't see anywhere near as many mice as we used to between 5 and 8 years ago. Where did they go? Where did the mice go? I have a feeling that it has to do with the chaff, the chemtrails, the chaff trails. I have a feeling it has to do with other experiments that are going on. The drought, the drought that was caused by the weather manipulation. I saw it on our farm. I think part of that is to part of the explanation for why we don't have the deer and bird population and mice population that we used to have. Seriously, we don't have, you know, mice used to be a nuisance, right? Well, they're not here anymore, and I miss them. I mean, I miss the birds, too, and I miss the deer. And we don't have anywhere near the turkeys we used to have. We used to have a family of, oh, let's say 12 or more wild turkeys on our farm, right around our farmhouse, all the time. All the time. They're not here. And it's not like they've been killed by hunters. They're not here. We could go to almost any field on our property, and we have many fields. Let's say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, maybe 11 different fields. Something like that. And we could go almost to any one of those fields and find wild turkeys. I don't see them anymore. I don't see birds flying in the sky anymore. And we're trying to connect the dots. And we're telling you that the Pacific is toxic with radiation. The worst man-made catastrophe since Noah's flood. And I blame it squarely on General Electric and government. Dr. Richard Allen Miller, and I'll be right back.
Shop in your underwear. Get prepared in your pajamas. Get food for camping from the comfort of your own bed. Whatever you do, get in on Freeze Dry Guy's Bean Blowout Sale. There's no better bargain on beans. Dehydrated small red chili beans, pinto beans, and baby lima beans. With a super long shelf life, these healthy beans are a big time score for emergency preparedness or outdoor activities. Bean Blowout cases of 6 number 10 cans for just $97. Only $97 plus free shipping. No need to gas up and go. Shop online now at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. This super sale runs now all the way through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, while supplies last. Freeze Dry Guys, beans, they're good for your heart. The more you buy now, the more you feel smart. On sale only at freezedryguy.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, November 20th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,261.50. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,307.59, $653.79 for a half ounce, or $326.90 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,307.59, $653.79, or $326.90.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Rick, we have never undertaken the decommission of a nuclear reactor like we are trying to decommission in Fukushima, Japan, right?
That's correct. This is, there are 1,320 rods and a couple of hundred others that are not being used but in a swimming pool, trying to keep them cool I did some checking. General Electric's design was originally to not have any waste material. And the reason that there's waste material of spent plutonium rods, it's supposed to use it all up. That design was supposed to be the one that left clean energy. That's how it was promoted. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that. I down now do, and the reason they're not doing it is it's not efficient for incomes. TEPCO, remember, is a private for-profit industry management system. It's also run by their Yakuza. What, Yakuza? What is the Yakuza? The Yakuza is the old shogun samurai warrior families from the 17th century that have evolved into like the seedy underbelly of Japan, like our waste management, the big garbage trucks that come in and do the waste removal and storage, you know, in big pits in the earth. The one in Eugene, Oregon has grown like a pyramid or something. It's really creepy. This is a very scary time, and I think requires multimedia attention and education of the public. That's going to affect everybody. What happens over in Japan in the next 2 months is going to affect the world.
Glass, I'd like
the media hasn't even approached it like that yet. ABC was yesterday. So, I mean, you know, there it is. You and I have been talking about it for almost 2 years. It's since it happened. What is going on with our media and why? Oh, by the way, we're overcast, and clouds are starting to clear a little bit, and there is my chemtrail.
Rick, I've posted on page one information about how to get to you, how to buy your books, and how to get to your website. Page one, usapreparers.com. Glass, so if you'd like to go there, you can click, and it'll take you right to the store.
I have some bad news. RichardAllenMiller.com is crashed again. Again, it was hacked. We have not yet got the, you know, we got it up thanks to Grace and others that helped. But now, but you can go to oak-publishing.com. That is such a simple website. It's almost unhackable because we're restructuring as I speak.
Okay, that's oak-publishing.com. That's oak-publishing.com, where the dash is not a word, it's the character.
Oak-publishing.com.
And there's a link to these websites of Dr. Richard Allen Miller on page one of usapreparers.com. Rick, so we've never undertaken a decommission of a nuclear reactor.
Not of this magnitude.
Of the magnitude.
And, Severity, if any, it's like throwing pickup sticks. You throw a bunch of sticks up in the air and they fall as they will. And then you have to go in and remove one stick at a time without them touching in any way or breaking. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That's the other part of it. These rods are fragile. They can break. If anything breaks or touches each other, you will have a nuclear event, the likes of which this Earth has never yet seen. We're talking about, you know, 100,000 Hiroshimas just with Reactor 4.
Rick, you know, I met the weaponeer, Colonel Jeppers, who was the guy who, he was the weaponeer on Boxcar that bombed Japan with a nuclear weapon. I met him, and I don't know what we're thinking, but this unleashed death and destruction that keeps on killing. It's not just a one-time event. It just keeps on killing people. When we come back, we'll talk about the potential for more explosions. Dr. Richard Allen Miller.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPreparers.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for...
Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old. My body has changed dramatically." I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey, and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
For a health and taste sensation you'll love, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Well, Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. We're talking about more explosions. Just simply the removal of these spent fuel rods just touching each other, and the fuel rods touching each other, can cause an explosion. And, Rick, back in the 1950s, even the 1960s, the Atomic Energy Commission, I guess we don't call them that anymore, they had made claims that in the future we will have clean, safe power for pennies. You know, you can have all electric appliances in your house, all electric heating, electric cooling, dishwashing, almost free, safe, clean. Rick, it's not safe. It's not clean. There's no way to dispose of the waste. And then after they started building these monstrosities, these death machines, these nuclear reactors, then they said, man, oh man, this waste is so hazardous, we got to do something with it. There's no way to get rid of it. Let's put it on rockets and blast it out into space and contaminate space. And then they said, wait a minute, what if these rockets fail and blow up on the launch pad.
Yeah.
And wipe out one of our
states.
Yeah, it
gets better and better. We can shoot them into the sun.
Yeah, that's what they were talking. Rick, that's what they were talking about.
No, I know. It's going to be a proton boron fusion reaction process, most likely, that will pull us out of this sticky predicament. I don't know yet. Stay tuned on that. That's the direction. It's a special kind of nuclear fusion, hot nuclear fusion, and you can change a lot of material quick. That's our future.
Rick,
maybe.
I don't understand. I keep going back to all of the government waste, all of the things that they are inept at, which is everything. Why is it? Why is it that these boneheads in government don't... Why can't they figure out, let's stop spending money on surveillance, detection, inspection of us, and work on the big things, the important things.
Here's
life.
Where it gets sticky. The problem is there are too many people on Earth. That is a prime directive of almost everybody. I even have to agree there's too many people on Earth. But how do you reduce those populations? And some of our decision making is like with cell phones. It doesn't matter. Let's just go for the money.
Okay, so what I'm hearing you say is, okay, we can have everybody pay for his or her own demise. We will have them blast their brains.
That's wonderful. Vincent, I love the way you... That's scary.
Well, isn't that... Hey, listen, you know, you can carry your phone around in your pocket, your Star Trek communicator, and you can communicate with whomever you wish, And not only that, you'll be helping the planet. Really, you'll be eliminating your carbon footprint by using your own cell phone.
Now we're going over the edge, Vincent. Yes, it is. We've done cell towers right here in your own hometown, etc. The whole thing is about time for people to start asking questions, not be in a stupor. Like most of them are. You know, this educational thing that we're doing with Grace Thorne is so rewarding for me because these kids, she had an email this morning to me that the kid, Grace said, what are you looking at? And he said, I'm watching that chemtrail go by. And right at that moment, their science teacher came in and had no idea what a chemtrail was.
So we... Rick, we've got an 11-year-old teaching science.
Well, that's because
that's great.
Kids want to know.
That's what I mean. This is great. We've got children leading the charge. That is awesome. That's the plan.
That's going to be the only way out of this pickle. It's going to be the kids under four that probably will actually change this earth. The Grace Thorns will start that because of their children, and their belief systems will be integrated into their children, and it will be those kids that draw some lines, presuming that we don't end it before they get there.
Here's a challenge that I have to our entire radio class, everybody who's part of our class. Those of you who have students in your families who attend public school, I'd like you to do two things. No, three things. One, every teacher that you encounter, please, and every principal and every superintendent in the district where your children attend school, my request is that you ask all three of those individuals, teachers, principals, and superintendents, tell me what you know about chemtrails. That's it. And see if they know anything about them. What do you know about chemtrails? Can you tell me, can you help educate me on chemtrails? What are they? Are they real? And I'd like to know what you find out. And when you do, feel free to call in to USA Prepares and tell me the results of that little survey. And the number that you'd call in to be on the air with us is 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. My prediction is that very few will know what chemtrails really are.
Most people don't look up in the sky like a farmer must to see what the weather's going to do and so on. We live now in such an artificial form that weather as such does not play a kind of role in our life as it did 100 years ago. You know, I remember the pagan holidays of Samhain, Halloween. That's when you had the bonfire and you celebrated the end of harvest. You had a big party and you leaped over bonfires naked. Everything's in the works for that year is over. That concept and the way people live now, everything is atrophying. The third eye, which is to regulate the body for seasonal changes, all of that is because of the way we live in our artificial forms right now. I'm not suggesting we go back like grandfather, but we can do it with high tech. It's just being a little more mindful of our environmental impact and how we relate to our environment. Nobody's going to be monitoring Fukushima yet that is, in my mind, responsible.
I'm really
concerned about that part, the monitoring of it. Who's doing what and how?
Which is why I squarely put the blame for Fukushima and all these other reactors at General Electric and governments. They have mismanaged. They've mismanaged the most dangerous activity man has ever created. They've mismanaged it. They built this, Rick, with no plan for disposing of the waste.
Well, that design was supposed to not have waste. The waste is a result of profits and cutting corners.
Rick, I remember they told us it was going to be safe. This is clean. Yeah, clean and
clean.
Safe. But it's never happened. It's never happened. It's never been clean, and it's never been safe. There was a young man who went out to his mother's potting shed in the backyard, and this guy was arrested for trying to build a small nuclear reactor from the radiation elements in a collection of a few smoke detectors. They evacuated this guy's neighborhood because he took 10 smoke detectors and they thought he was going to build a nuclear reactor with it. The EPA came in. Oh, it was a big deal.
The Manhattan Project revisited. There you go.
Yeah. And that's another thing, Rick. Our smoke detectors have a radioactive, what would you call it, Rick? They're ionizing.
It's a radioactive piece of, what is it? I think it's cesium.
Yeah.
I don't know what they're using.
And it's in this, yeah, you have them in your home, class. If you got a smoke detector, you've got these in your home.
And
they're only good for 10 years. So they're highly radioactive for 10 years. They don't even want you to throw them in the trash because you'll contaminate the landfill with your smoke detector. Yes. Really. And why do you have smoke detectors? Because if you don't, your homeowner's insurance will go up. So you buy these $10 smoke detectors to drive down your homeowner's insurance. Yeah.
And the kid was going to make a bomb out of them?
Yeah. Well, he was going to make a nuclear reactor. He was experimenting with them. And he was called the radioactive Boy Scout. Something like that. Yeah, there's a post on the website. On our website, usaprepares.com, I'll bring it up to page one. But, Rick, let me share this with you, and I've shared it before. Three Mile Island, 1979. I was a few hundred miles away. And I sealed up the house, and I said, hey, we're not going outside. We're not going to let air infiltrate our home. This is bad, okay? But the news was saying... The news was saying, it's okay, don't worry, it's steam, they're just letting off the steam, it's okay, it's not going to melt down. Well, guess what? The core had a meltdown. Okay, now we know. It happened in 1979. Now we know that there was a nuclear event. The core reactor, the core melted down, and that little bit of steam was radioactive, and the downwinders from Three Mile Island in Pennsylvania on the East Coast, the downwinders have cancer in every household in neighborhoods. Every household has cancer. Now, cancer is on the rise, but it's not in every household. It's in every family, every extended family, but it's not in every household. But here, the downwinders from Three Mile Island, yeah, every household. And dandelion leaves are 3 feet long. Rick, they lied to us there. They're lying to us about Fukushima. They lied to us about Chernobyl.
Wise up, load up at freeze-dryguy.com. Now is the time to get the freeze-dried meats, fruits, and vegetables you want from Wise, on sale at freeze-dryguy.com. This delicious, nutritious food is perfect for your emergency preparedness or outdoor recreational needs. It's the food with a 25-year shelf life you see exclusively featured on the popular Doomsday Preppers TV show. It's the same quality line of food the lovely Marie Osmond has been touting all across America. It's the wise investment in your family's future that personal finance expert and radio host Dave Ramsey has been talking about. And it's on sale now through Cyber Monday, December 2nd, at freeze-dryguy.com. So wise up. Shop online now or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Make the wise food choice. It's easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and easy to buy on sale now at freeze-dryguy.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Well, the Marxist socialist sitting in the White House has signed a law that would allow indefinite detentions of American citizens. Has there ever been other countries to do so? The answer is yes. Hitler's socialist Germany, Stalin's Russia, China, North Korea, Myanmar, and Cuba. These are all communist or socialist countries. Does this mean that Obama is in the process of developing a dictatorship so that he can imprison all opposition? We'd like to help you understand world events in the light of Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now while operators are standing by.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
What? Keep it.
God, you're.
Take my. When you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Rick, I'm trying to figure this out. Now, some experts in Japan, some experts say that Japan's current decommissioning plan is too ambitious because of how hot the radioactivity is. Some say that the full decommissioning is not possible. Not possible to fully decommission the reactors. Now, others say what we should do is pour some concrete over the entire reactor the way we did it at Chernobyl. But the problem with that, Rick, is that won't solve the problem of radiation leaking into the ground and contaminating the ground water supply almost forever.
What they do with plutonium, the cheap way to get rid of plutonium now, is that they marry it to glass and bury it. That's why Africa has got all of those hot spots now.
Mm-hmm.
That's how they do it. That's right. The cheap way of getting rid of plutonium now. And when you realize how many rods we're talking about, who made the money to make all of that?
Yeah, and those guys are guilty of the crime against every single one of us on the planet.
Yes, now we're on the same page. Yes, profit.
Everyone against all of humanity and all of the animals and all of the plant life. You know, General Electric, I mean, I hold them accountable for almost all of this problem because they designed the reactor. They, you know, they could say, wait a minute, hold it, whoa. You guys in Japan want to litter the entire coastline of this one area of Japan with our reactor designs? No, we're not going to allow you to do it. No, they didn't do that. They allowed it to happen. They are guilty.
They're trying to build new ones in Texas as we speak. TEPCO.
They've lost their minds.
Yeah. No, it's about banking. It's all about greed.
I think science classes ought to be required for science and history are necessary for bankers. I wish they would take more classes and understand, because I know that if I go to any of the local banks where I live, any of them, and talk to the presidents of any of these banks or the branch managers and started discussing what's happening in Fukushima or nuclear reactors or chemtrails or chaff trails, they wouldn't know what I'm talking about, because I don't think they've taken the science classes. They've taken the money manipulation classes, but they need to take science classes and history classes so maybe they can learn from our past mistakes. Man. Rick, I don't see a really good solution, because entombing the nuclear waste or the fuel rods or the spent fuel rods in glass that's not a permanent solution because glass breaks.
It's going to get worse than that.
Rick, what do we do? What we don't eat.
Well, then stay tuned. How to change the movie? I'm writing that book now. How
Rick,
to get out
of Dodge. We are in. Well, Rick, what about you? Live on the West Coast. You heard the ABC the clip we played at the end of the last hour. Rick, if there's an explosion at the reactors, a nuclear explosion, are you going to get out of?
Everybody's dead then. If that's the problem, if they mess that part up, that will be an extinction event.
So, Rick, what does somebody do that lives on the West Coast? Do they really evacuate as ABC News?
Well, no. You're best to be where you are. Dig in and try to have the best quality of life you can without technology.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller, if you'd like to go to his website, the page one, usapreparis.com. It'll take you right to his books, his articles, his website. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. What a mess we've allowed on our planet. Why don't you sell your GE stock? Why don't you dump it right now and take the profits out of General Electric? Class above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
You better watch out, you sure better cry. Your lease gonna pout and I'm telling you why. Primacy is leaving your town.
Is your cell phone being used to build a profile on you? Give the gift of privacy and block unwanted cell phone spying with the Privacy Case from PrivacyCase.com.
They're making their list, they're checking them twice. They're gonna make up who's been naughty all night.
The problem is real, and so is the solution. Go to PrivacyCase.com because
they see you when you're sleeping. They listen when you're awake. They can tell us all you've been bad when you've been good. So get yourself a Privacy Case.
Now through December 31st, get 15% off on the American-made Privacy Case when you enter coupon code GCN at checkout. Go to PrivacyCase.com today. The Privacy Case, because there is a case for privacy.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.